Fear of spiders is one of the greatest fears. But what if you're a spider expert? Jennifer O'Donnell is a manager of biological laboratories and expert animal handler at the University of Richmond. It's Anna and Raven.
Jennifer, do you get offended when somebody calls you a spider lady?
No, I don't. I really am the spider lady, and it's gotten kind of excessive because my love for them grows over the years. I've always been an animal lover. From early childhood, I was always really into all animals around me, watching them, observing them, trying to catch them and bring them home. Really, my spider love, though, escalated way more when the university wanted some live mascots, and so I do all of our lab animals in the biology department, so it made sense for me to help with the live mascot. Now I have 13 tarantulas and a black widow, and taking care of them every day and observing them, my love and respect has grown even more.
Yeah. Tell us about the mascot there for the basketball games, all right? Because I've seen some photos here, and I don't want to blow the surprise on other people, but it's terrible. It's terrible.
Terrifying.
Well, the best is when we do, like, the feeding videos. So, yes, we do have one tarantula in particular that's the men's basketball team's mascot, and her name is Tarrant, and she's a green bottle blue tarantula, so she's got some really beautiful markings, kind of some fluorescent blue-looking legs and some green and blue on her body, and she does some really epic attacks when she's eating crickets in her cage, some of which they use even during the games. You know, they have the big screens where they'll play when our team scores or something, and it's really cool.
Right. They show a cricket being devoured when their team scores.
That's not
like the spider like leaping across the cage.
Thirsty Thursday will make you cheer for literally anything.
I'm sure the other teams are not intimidated just a little bit. Have you ever been bitten by one of your spiders?
No, and honestly, it's never really been close. I mean, I have a couple that are kind of more of the gymnastics spiders. You know, if I open the cage and I'm not careful, they'll try to like crawl at my arm. But I've never seen them use a threat posture that indicates fangs coming out.
This is a shot in the dark, but have you considered spider venom as a possible solution to fight COVID?
Oh my gosh, you know, I would not be surprised if there was something a spider could do that could relate somehow to helping us with COVID. I truly wouldn't. So, you never know.
Well, you just got to get one of those freshmen to milk one then.
Is it true that spiders crawl in your ears and in your mouth when you're sleeping? How many spiders do you eat in a lifetime?
So I'm happy to report that this is a pretty big urban legend. As far as spiders, how they regard us, we're just a part of their landscape. So we're like a big, giant, warm, vibrating rock. And so when we're sleeping and breathing, this is not going to be something that they intentionally approach, but they may cross over us from going from point A to point B. And luckily, too, humans have a swallow reflex that requires nervous system input and tongue and all of that. So if we're not awake and we're not working to swallow the spider, luckily we're not going to swallow it, and it would not purposefully walk into our mouth.
And can they lay eggs in your ears and nose or eye sockets?
Well, and so if you ever watched one lay an egg, this is a process that's not instant. They form these beautiful egg sacs. This is not a process that would be quick enough for it to happen without you noticing that you had a spider on you somewhere.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be, I don't know. Anna's mouth kind of looks like a cavern to me.
Oh, gosh.
But think of the breathing. They would definitely not like that. They would go away from the breathing pretty quickly once they realized what was going on.
And true or false, if you kill a spider, it's bad luck.
I mean, I've heard everything from it's good luck, it's bad luck, you'll find money, you'll lose money, it'll rain, you'll have a plague of flies. I would say it's bad luck just because I watch these organisms and they're just trying to live their daily spider life, and to interrupt that without reason is, you know, it's not necessary.
Their best spider life.
Yeah.
Jennifer's out for their best spider life. I love it.
That's right. That's right. They're just trying to make ends meet like the rest of us.
Jennifer O'Donnell is the manager of biological laboratories and expert animal handler at the University of Richmond. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks for having me.